Health, Recreation, and Events Committee. Are we there?
Bang it.
Give it a couple hits.
All right.
I'm gonna bang it for you.
You gotta hit it.
Okay. I hate using that. Okay. All right. We're gonna begin our Health, Recreation, and Events Committee for Monday, May 2nd meeting. Next is approved minutes from the April 4th meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Okay. Next item is public comments. If we have anyone here that would like to speak to the committee, you have 2 minutes, and if you'd give your name and address.
Madam Chairman, my name is Howard Chapman. I live at 824 Natchez Circle, and I'm just here to let you know that former Councilmember Thomasina Stokes Marshall received a check in the amount of $25,000 at a ribbon cutting a couple of weeks ago, and she sent me an email requesting that the check, which was supposedly associated with the senior center in her name, be used to set up a fund to help seniors in their needs. So I'm here to let you know about that. I've provided the information to Ms. Kotoff about the idea of setting up the foundation, which obviously would be in her name, because it's the Thomasina Stokes Marshall Senior Center, to allow contributions to help seniors in our town. And hopefully that will be something, be pretty simple, similar to what we did for the Arts Committee, or the Arts Programs in town. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Mary Horace. I live at 3224 Pignatelli Crescent in Mount Pleasant. And I'm here on behalf of the senior women's group, Place Tennis at Whipple Road, to say that we fully support the referendum for the additional part for the additional tennis courts. We'd like to see more than 6 courts, and we would very definitely like to see clay courts. We really need clay surface courts. I mean, seniors, your joints don't last forever, and so that would really be helpful if we could have clay courts and more of them. Thank you.
Good morning, Perry Rourke, 2004 Brookfield Parkway. I want to thank the commission, committee for putting the advisory commission on the agenda today. We really appreciate it. The commission would be a great way to open another line of communication with residents and this committee. The commission could be instrumental in kind of obtaining support from the residents for initiatives that are being put forward by this committee, particularly when it comes to the referendum that y'all are going to be trying to put through hopefully in November. The commission could also bring a wealth of knowledge and expertise different particular areas of recreation. And there's people that have also that I've spoken with that say they could potentially bring additional funding to help with these projects and initiatives that the committee is putting forward. Commissioners can also offer a unique perspective, new ideas on programs, facility development, facility initiatives. You know, I think there's a way that you could take a commission that could actually bring feedback from the residents that could help improve the recreation experience for all the members of Mount Pleasant. One of the biggest things I tell everybody is if I had, as a small business owner, if I had somebody walk up to me with a stack of resumes and say, look, you can pick 12 people out of here. These are all experienced people in your industry. And you pick the ones you want out of this 12, which would be what the commission will be. It will be appointed by council. And these people are going to volunteer their time to help improve your business. They're going to bring knowledge, experience, and an open line of communication with your customers. How could I say no to that? I've spoken to a few council members, and so far, out of all of them I've spoken to, nobody's given me a reason why commission to put in place. So we just hope you support putting the commission in place and hope that you take it forward to council for a full vote. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Tripp Moy, and I just want to echo what Mr. Rourke just said as well. I like just looking for ways that residents and community stakeholders could be more of a collaboration with the town and the rec department. I think, you know, the more educated we could be on the challenges that our rec department might face, we could be an opportunity to support them. My family just spearheaded a Mount Pleasant Academy where my son goes to school, raising matching dollars to improve the basketball court there. That's happening right now. I just saw Mr. Millar here walking in. That work is happening right now. And so I really think this recreation committee could be one of those opportunities to be an advocate of helping the town leverage dollars, but also better educate constituents in this town. A lot of time there's just misinformation and there are real legitimate challenges that the town faces that this committee could help communicate. So I ask you to consider it, and we want to be here to help make this town the town it is and even continue to get better. So thank you for your consideration.
Good morning, John Acfano, 388. I speak as a citizen. I just want to thank Madam Chairman for putting this on the agenda today, and I'm here to answer any questions if you need to. I ask for it to be put on. The big thing is I want there to be understanding from my point of view that if there were to be a commission that comes in, it's not to come and tell Steve how to do his job. It's to offer, or the committee or council, how to do their jobs. It's to offer resources. I could give, I know on the tennis side, there's grants out there that could be had. There's a way that we can get the USTA to come in and do a study for Whipple free of charge. So all these type of things, we want to put commission members on that are willing to donate and have already shown that they want to donate their time to a cause with a mixture of sports, health, and events, and even arts if we need to, being represented. So I appreciate y'all putting it on, and thank you. I'm here for any questions as well. Thank you.
Good morning. I am April Gift, and I live at 1963 Palmetto Isle Drive. I work also for the United States Tennis Association, so my passion is tennis. But I am also here to basically reiterate what Perry is saying and John is saying, that I support this committee. I think it would be valuable to have, and I am a good liaison that I feel for tennis. So if you please, I hope that you really will look at this and approve it. Thank you.
Good morning, Chris Colson, 2609, excuse me, Ringstead Lane, Mount Pleasant. Just wanted to, I've been here before. I voiced my support for the Recreation Advisory Commission. Fantastic, see it on the agenda. And I'm just here to voice that support again, echo Mr. Rourke and several of the other citizens' comments. It does seem like a good interface and a good way for us to provide feedback and just be an asset to help. In addition to being a citizen, I represent Wanda Rugby as its president. We are not associated with the high school, but we do service youth and high school age rugby players. Rugby not being a mainstream sport, we obviously need to sort of make sure that we're engaging, that we want to be part of the solution, not just competing against everyone else for something that might not always be front of mind, like baseball, football, soccer, etc. So thank you for putting it on the agenda today, and look forward to being able to help in any way possible. Thanks.
Any further? Okay.
Hello, my name is Meg Fairley, and while I do enjoy tennis, I put on a lot of events, whether they be juniors, professional, at all levels of tennis, and I do believe in crossover sports for kids. I think that if you have a commission, If a child gets so focused on just one sport, then they lose the passion for sports as an adult. So I think that if you do put together this commission, it's nice to have a fresh set of eyes from the perspective of the people who are actually in the trenches in the sports to give you feedback. But I do believe in crossover sports. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's all the comments. Thank you very much. next item is discussion and possible action on a recreation capital project referendum.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. We're just bringing this back as an agenda item to discuss further. I will leave the discussion up to you, but I do have information for you that I have in the slides. So basically the same information that we presented last month. With just the different potential projects. And although I have taken off the Carolina Park Phase 4 because that has been funded. So thank you very much for that too. We're excited about that, to be able to move on that project. Potential referendum uses are listed here that we had last month. The list remains the same. And I have backup information about each one of these. If you'd like to, as we scroll down, I can move to it. But the discussion open.
Okay. I have reviewed the slides. I assume everybody has. Yes, and it does help now that we've sort of made a decision about Carolina Park, and so now next we need to prioritize what we think is important. One of the things that I would like to look at, I guess, is the last slide that you had showed the interest that the citizens had on priorities. If we could discuss the latest, I can see over the years how there's been a little bit of change, but you see some consistency when it comes with trails and greenways and multi-use centers, which I guess that would address Mount Pleasant Way and our park on Rifle Range Road, which without a referendum would never happen. For me too, another thing that I'd like to talk about with the committee is the timing of the referendum. If we're ready to move forward this year with this, or do we need to take more time and have it the following year? I'm not sure if anyone else has any thoughts on that. You, Mr. Rambo or Mr. Santos?
Sure. I spoke last time and I was really encouraged about the opportunity to try and have some more fields, especially out there at Faison Road area where we just purchased 30 acres. We have a lot of kids out there and adults playing sports now, and with limited fields, you've heard some of the citizens talk about not being able to get on courts, or I'm hearing about pickleball and a lot of stuff. So we're getting a lot of feedback that we need to have more recreation opportunities for our citizens. So certainly multi-purpose rectangle athletic fields helps us a lot, because you can do football, you can do soccer, you can do rugby, you can do a lot of different things on a field. So I think we need to look at the opportunities to provide athletic facilities that can handle multiple sports. Certainly we need to get the Park West bathrooms, that little center there and where the pool is fixed. It's been a long time coming where it needs to be redone. But I think one of the main things we need to be looking at now is tennis, actually, because tennis, you can also have pickleball on, so you can do multiple sports on there as well. And rectangle fields, I think we need to provide more rectangle fields. We have the opportunity to do it. We have the land now. We have two nice pieces of land where we could do it, but I think that's the opportunity, is to try and do as much as we can with what we can do as far as providing multi-purpose facilities, so that we can get more of our citizens out exercising. And that's why I talked about last time trying to have more rectangle fields and more tennis courts and things like that, that can provide opportunities for everybody, for more people to be able to do things.
I'm a little bit torn. I mean, I'm not torn on my support for a referendum. I'm a little bit torn on whether this November during a midterm election is the best time to do it, or if it's best to do it during a town-specific election. I worry about what happens when you're at the end of a very long ballot on a midterm, as opposed to an election where people are specifically just focused on council and water commission. I think that's the only thing on that ballot. So I don't know. I do think as far as projects, the Rifle Range Road Park is the big one. It encompasses almost everything except, I was like, that wasn't me, was it?
I was just going to move it so you can see what it encompasses.
I think it encompasses everything on that list that was just there, except for the water access portion. It encompasses with all of that stuff. I think that's the big one. I know there's some folks here from tennis. I've been, had a few people, I know, email us. And the good news about the tennis is that the funding of Carolina Park Phase 4, that field will eventually replace the baseball field at the tennis center, so it can then eventually be expanded. So that was an important step in getting the tennis center expanded. The tennis center doesn't have a cost like this, but we do have other costs or other revenues that will come in over the next couple of years, like our recreation impact fees, that I would like to see put towards the tennis center expansion. But really, I think the Rifle Range Road Park is the big one. So I would be a fan of a referendum that mainly focuses on that. But again, I'm just a little bit torn on what year. One final thought too is, it's been a while since we've talked about it with full council. So if it's okay with you, Madam Chair, I'd like for us to just put it on the agenda for the council meeting next week as just a discussion item. And just kind of see where everybody's head's at as well.
That sounds good. I was going to suggest the same thing. I feel like we need to nail down the timing on it as well as our priority. I'm glad that folks in the room can see these items that are going to be offered at Rifle Range Park. It touches on a lot of things that everybody's interested in, and I really do think that's probably going to be one of the things to win out. But I'd be happy to just send this to full council for discussion Tuesday. That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay? Great. All right. Thank you. All right. Item 5 is discussion and possible action on a Recreation Advisory Commission. We've had a lot of interest in this, and we're always interested in wanting public participation. So we put it on the agenda for us to discuss. Mr. Santos?
Well, I'll be happy to kick it off. Years ago, we had issues with football. And we had a group that wanted to improve football. And so we all got together and we put together a group that worked with the town. Johnny Cribb was here at the time. And we worked with the town and put together a middle school football program, we called it. And We went on to win multiple state championships. It helped the high schools tremendously because these kids were getting trained and coached more so than they were just coming out and playing recreation ball. And it really improved our football program. And so I think something like this commission would be fantastic because we're getting outside information, we're getting outside assistance to help us with being able to guide our recreation department. Certainly we'll make the final decisions on everything, but to have a group out there to be able to provide information and the coaches and all that, I think I kind of see that as what we did back with the middle school football program. That only died because Wando started a C program, which really took away all our seventh and eighth grader kids playing in that program. But I think it's fantastic that we have a commission. We have some very sharp people out there that want to work with us, that want to help us, that want to help us raise money, that want to bring more to the table. And I think it's a great idea, and I'm all for it.
Mr. Rambo.
Yes, so I just have a few questions about the logistics of how it works. So, and I don't know whether Mr. DeMora or Mr. Pagliarini, what are the, can you just take me through the guidelines of if council does form a commission or an ad hoc committee, I don't know if that's the right word either, or a task force, so to speak, what are the differences between those different options? If we do form one, how many members, how are folks appointed? I just kind of want to know some of those logistical details of how that would play out.
Thank you. Good morning, committee. I think, sir, you just outlined what staff would need, and I think that is A, what type of committee is this? Typically, our citizen committees are tasked with providing recommendations as directed by this committee, as directed by council, through staff. So staff would have to man the committee. Obviously, it's a public committee, be subject to FOIA. We'd have to provide public notice and all of the above. Staff can handle that part. What we would need to know is how many citizens you'd like on the committee, how they're appointed. For example, our ordinances provide that the mayor has the authority to staff committees. However, in any circumstance, if council wished to place a mechanism as to how citizens are appointed to the committee, whether it's by council member, whether it's by council as a whole, for example, we've done it in the past where each member has been appointed by one council member, or however you decide to do it. So the number and also the term. For example, there should be a sunset provision on it, whether that's 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever the number is, we would need to know that.
Is it possible to write it in a way, obviously it would need full council support, but to write it in a way where this committee, in a committee action, reviews the folks that have applied, talks about them, appoints folks. Is that unheard of, or?
No, that's absolutely appropriate. Ultimately, you're correct. Council will vote on all of those items that I just mentioned in creation of such a committee or task force, however it's termed. And then that responsibility can be delegated to this committee.
Okay.
Mr. Santos.
Well, let me ask you something. Do we really have to go that far, or can they pick their own board and meet with us? Can we design it such that we don't have to go through staff to do all that, but let them pick their own like we did with the middle school football program? And they're advisory to us. I don't know that we have to pick them, do we? I mean, can't they pick themselves?
Well, sir, that depends on exactly the purpose. If this task force or subcommittee is sponsored by the town of Mount Pleasant to provide recommendations, it is therefore a public body. And I say public body, not elected, but appointed and subject to the rules of the Freedom of Information Act, which we would need to monitor. If it is a function of a group of citizens creating their own organization to provide requests, I mean, not to be trite about it, but that's no different than any group bringing a petition or set of comments to a committee or town council. So you're correct, sir, we would not need to do anything in that capacity. At least my understanding of the request, that it was a more formal request to provide specific answers to specific issues as requested by council or committee.
Okay. I was curious about the way the program was set up that Mr. Santos mentioned with football. I believe they worked with the rec department directly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if there was a way for us to task our director for helping with establishing this, and it'd be something that our recreation department works with, where they reach out and establish these relationships and then come back to council with information. We want their participation, and I'm just wondering if there's like a less formal way where we can still get all the information and I don't know, when you talk about commissions, you have FOIA and public meetings and all that. I mean, is there a way to do a task force that works within our rec department and helps them with recommendations?
Ma'am, I think it all gets to the same end, but you mentioned it. What gives me, you know, where I get paid to lose sleep is about meeting FOIA requirements and requests. So everything that comes out has to be documented. And that's really the line of demarcation, the line of demarcation to where it's just a group of citizens acting on their own, providing requests, advice, whatever you'd like to call it, versus a formally appointed group. It can be one or the other. And if it is formal, then it needs to be established. It needs to be manned and staffed by our staff. And if it's not, then I really don't believe there's any action that council needs to take. I don't think it's appropriate that council take any action to form a group that, because once that happens, that's when the FOIA requirements kick in, once council takes action. I'm not sure I'm explaining that appropriately, but it's got to be one or the other. And if it's just an informal group, then there's really no action our council needs to take.
One more. I mean, since we have the folks here, I'd just like to ask their opinion, Mr. Rourke or whoever, what they think about those two options. And just to see, you know, what this possible commission would like to see. Then we can know what direction we should head in.
Thank you, Gary. I think the biggest thing is the reason why we want to, looking at all the options, if we're not a recognized commission by council, then in essence, I'm not saying that you guys won't meet with us and sit with us, but at the same time, if we are an actual recognized commission by council, then that gives us the ability to have formal meetings and to be able to take on tasks that are facilitated to us by the committee or brought to us by council. So we can actually take action. And also, I think my personal opinion when we were talking to our group that was discussing putting this commission together was to hopefully have a situation where you have members of council voting on all of these and not necessarily each member of council appointing somebody. One of the goals is to have was recommended was a 12-member commission with specific people appointed for specific types of activities, i.e. tennis, swim, rectangular fields, and having to be able to provide resumes for that and having full council vote on those commissioners to be put in place. That way you get feedback from everybody. And the reason for 12 is to, make sure that we've got an equal playing field. We don't want one sport trying to overtake or one group trying to overtake. We're looking for the betterment of all sports in Mount Pleasant, not just one particular group. And we need to be able to work with the recreation department, of course, and that's one of the biggest things. So that's where we saw this commission going, was just trying to be able to, be formally recognized by council and by this committee and just be able to help work to improve that situation. But I think that was the thought of us, was to be appointed by vote of council for each applicant for the commission.
Thank you. I feel like there are a lot of details we need to figure out. If we do this, we need to have a goal. We need to have a timeline. Our rec department covers more than just sports. It has to do with our seniors. It has to do with the arts. It does a lot more than just sports. So any people that we would want to get advice from, I would want to cover, all the bases that our department covers. But I was just really hoping this is something we could direct our director to organize. But I don't know where y'all are with this. I don't know if we're ready until we work out details, if we need full council just the discussion.
I guess it's based on if we direct Steve to put together a group, then that we're already going to have to do FOIA, and it's already going to be public meetings anyway. So I think the ship has sailed on that. Okay. I guess it so to speak. So anyway, I I think the best way to do it would be to have a commission, give it a timeline, whether that be 18 months, 24 months, with a set number of members, and for this committee to meet and review, maybe have a special meeting at some point and review applications, and for this committee to select folks, because I don't know that we need to do all that at the end of a long regular council meeting. I think it's a committee-specific task force, if you will.
So you don't think full council needs to hear about it?
Well, no, I think full council is going to have to vote on forming it, but I would say that would be my preference in how these commission members are selected. I don't know if you guys agree with that. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm just trying to get what you said. So you want us, in other words, they will give recommendations, us, the citizens, to this committee, and then we will send it to council. We will decide who to send to council or not.
No, all right. So in order to form this commission, it would take an act of council. Correct, Mr. Pagliarini? It would take an act of council to form this commission. I'm just saying, once this commission is formed and council votes to say yes to form this commission, that instead of council reviewing commission applications for this particular commission, like we normally do at council meetings for various commission seats that are open, it would be an act of the recreation committee. Because I think we need to do a good job of having a diverse representation of folks, and we're going to have to really dive in. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, basically, I think I understand it would come back to us.
Correct. Once full council gives it the okay, then it becomes really the management of this committee to manage those seats.
Okay.
So do we want to just send this to full council? Are we ready? Or we need to work out some details and then before we present anything to full council, you think, on how we want this to work?
We can, I'd be glad to make a motion that we approve a recreation advisory committee appointed by town council with the responsibility of the recreation committee and the recreation department to oversee.
It would be appointed by recreation committee, though, for members appointed by recreation committee.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to say that.
Second. Do you need to go ahead and get a timeline from us on like a? Well,
that could be recommended by the decision independently, setting it up, but I would absolutely recommend a duration.
Would this be a two reading? Would this take two readings of council?
No, sir. This would just be under committee voice vote items. And so then it could just be voted on by council for that purpose.
Okay, so this is not an actual ordinance that establishes this. Okay, all right. So I would like to amend your motion to say a 24-month time frame and 12 members on that commission, task force, commission, I don't know what we're calling it.
I'll second that for discussion, but do you want 12 or do you want an odd number just so you don't have a tie?
I don't know that they do. They would they vote?
They would vote within themselves, is what I'm saying. Okay.
I think the timeline needs to be assigned with what the goal is, and if we could task them with helping us with this, getting the referendum put together. If we delay that referendum until November, then I'd be interested in that kind of being the sunset for the committee. And then if we can always extend it if it, you know, turns into this fabulous thing. But if we need to assign them a goal to start with, I think. And then that would establish the timeline. I mean, they should have a goal for why they're getting together and what they're wanting to help us accomplish. So that's like 18 months.
Fourth 18 months.
So is the motion going to be the timeline, or are we going to let full council discuss that portion of it? You mentioned.
You know, I'm good with 24 months, but you know, if y'all want 18 months, I guess we'll go with that. But I'm good with 24 months.
Okay. You're leaving it at that.
Right, yeah, we'll leave it at 24 months, and, okay. And I guess if council wants to amend that next week, they can amend that.
Okay.
They can amend the number or amend the timeline.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item 6 is program updates. Are we on schedule at all? We're off by just a few minutes, I guess.
Well, I can go over a few things with you. I just wanted to let you know, you have the report. I won't go over each of the numbers, but we're doing very well in our all of our sports, athletics, both youth and adult. I did want to point out a few things that I want to make sure you're aware of, is that we had a very nice success story in our Challenger program. Our Challenger U12 boys hurricane team won their division in the James Island Spring Classic tournament over last weekend. It was a big accomplishment there. Also, we had a wonderful blessing of the fleet. We thank you to council for your support and for police, fire, public services, and incredible volunteers throughout the town that made that a success. It was a very fun day. A lot of people out there. It was as crowded as I've ever seen it. So, great day out there. Also, this past weekend, we had the Al Bradshaw Whitmore Pickleball Classic that was held out at Park West with 62 teams. Another fun event over there. We have a farmer's market still going on, and I wanted to mention if you have an opportunity to stop by on Wednesday evening for the volunteer appreciation event that's going to be at Waterfront Park at the Cooper River Room. So it'll be a lot of fun. Love to have you there. So.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mr. Rambo.
Where do we stand on Waterfront Park? I feel like we approved that quite a while ago. And we don't see any trucks out there.
No, there's no trucks yet, and it hasn't gone out for bid yet. We were just finalizing that. I would expect this summer we should be able to put that out for bid.
What was the delay on that?
This summer was the schedule on that.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It's just a very, very long design process. Okay. We might be off by about 2 months. I think we were looking to go out for bid in June, and now we might be looking more like August or something like that. It is a long design process, but it's going very well. It's going to be a beautiful park.
And do we have the full SCDOT approval?
The final SCDOT approval is in the process now. They had to see the final drawings that had to go to them. They gave full conceptual approval of everything that we were planning on doing. They had to see the final buildings and everything else that we were doing, what the actual build design will be. And that has gone to them for their review, and we should have that.
Okay.
We've been having continued discussions about this. It's taken a little bit longer than what I was hoping for, but anyhow, we got some other things going on with the 9/11 memorial. And Steve, did the flag go up already?
The flag does not go up yet until we get the lights installed. We can't do it until the lights are installed. The flag went up for the event. We put the flag up and had to take it down, but until the lights are installed, the lights have been received. There's just a bracket that's supposed to be received tomorrow, and they're planning on installing that this week.
Okay.
So we hope to have the flag up by the end of this week. Is what we're hoping for. So
good,
but we can't leave a flag up unless it's lit.
So. No, I understand.
Right. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank y'all. And this meeting is adjourned.